Half past midnight tonight. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Thank you. Well, I thought we might have something of a British twist to the programme tonight, considering this is the end of the official day of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, and doubtless many of you are recovering from a heavy extended weekend of red, white and blue celebrations. So just following on from that set of traditional tunes from Hannah James and Sam Sweeney, here's a look at the meaning of British emblems from Chris Wood and how sometimes they can be commandeered for purposes beyond the innocently celebratory.
Sometimes in our Kentish summer we still see spitfires in the sky. It's the sound. We run outside to catch a glimpse as they go growling by. It's the sound. There goes another England. Sacrifice and daring do, and a victory roll or two. From the drawing board to the hand of the factory girl upon the lathe, it's the sound. Ordinary men and women with an ordinary part to play. Cause theirs was a gritty England, workers' playtime got them through, and an oily rag. But sometimes I hear the story told in a voice that's not my own. It's the sound. It's a land of hope and glory, voice an Anglo-Klaxon overblown. It's the sound. Because theirs is another England. Hides behind the red, the white and the blue. Rule Britannia, no thank you. Because when I hear them Merlin engines in the white days of July, they sing the song of how they hung a little fascist out to dry.
Well, I wonder if the true English music lovers amongst you spotted that that's a piece based on the work of Henry Purcell. The trumpeter Graham Ashton taking the notes of the ground bass used in Purcell's Three Parts on a Ground and slowing it right down for his Fantasia, played there by Graham Ashton with Michael Mathis at the organ of Toula Cathedral in the Limousin district of France. Before that, you heard Spitfires from Chris Wood, and you'll find that on his album Handmade Life. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And just having mentioned France, here are French superstars Bratch with Nous Chantons, We Sing.
Thank you.
Well, there's a great meeting of klezmer and jazz with the composer and pianist Roger Davidson playing alongside Frank London, who's considered one of the most important innovators in the Jewish music scene, as well as being a brilliant trumpeter. Another big name in the world of klezmer is the band Brave Old World, who for their album Wer Klappt Du Azoi, collected songs that were written and sung in the Polish Nazi ghetto of Lodz. And in this song, which is the title track, the traditional lyrics about a young man who's knocking on the door of his girlfriend's house late at night and fearing that her mother might come out instead, those lyrics during the war years in the camp were changed to a hungry man knocking on the door of a food storehouse and fearing being caught by the authorities.
Klapta zoi spät ba nacht, hoi jankale bulanschig, hoi jefmef im Bronschale, ech bin doch dein Koch am Schig. Hoi jefmef im Bronschale, ich bin doch dein Koch am Schig. Wie kann ich die Jahre öffnen, hab meure vor dem Toten, Oi, effen, Bronschale, sie wird dir gut nicht schatten. Oi, effen, Bronschale, sie wird dir gut nicht schatten. Кто ж там стук, а пужно ноцо, Янкове булайнши. Ой, отвіж, Брончале, я єстем твій коханчик. Ой, отвіж, Брончале, я єстем твій коханчик. Вікенних ти є рефенен, хоб мой рефардер мамен. Ой, ефмефм, Брончале, ін ламерзан ці замен. Ой, ефмефм, Брончале, ін ламерзан ці замен.
Es klappt wie Ghetto Hingor. Effen, ma Provisatiale, sie wird mir wehren Gringor. Effen, ma Provisatiale, sie wird mir wehren Gringor. Wie kann ich dir öffnen, hab meure Fahre dem Alten. Oh, öff, ma Provisatiale, ich will es geht behalten. Oh, öff, ma Provisatiale, ach will es geht behalten. Klappt es also spät bei Nacht, es klappt die Ghetto leiden. Ui, 3 Uhr in Ghetto, jetzt müssen wir 60 scheiden. 3 Uhr in Ghetto.
Well, that's Chris Byrne playing The Fairy Bells by Henry Cowell, who was born in San Francisco, but he took great inspiration from Celtic myths and legends. And he was also, of course, the man who taught John Cage. You can hear where Cage might have started thinking about ideas for the prepared piano when you hear a piece like that. And the mere mention of bells gives me an excuse to play you the wonderful and quintessentially English sound of handbells, here enjoying a round of Spliced Surprise Major.
Go, Bristol. London. Brooklyn. Hudson. single, Cambridge, that's all, Stan.
Well, that's Bristol-based musician Ryan Teague and his piece Cascade from the album Field Drawings. And before that, the change-ringing handbell group playing a round of Spliced Surprise Major. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
Well, that's the amazingly distinctive voice of the late American folk singer Karen Dalton, who Bob Dylan once described as having a voice like Billie Holiday, and that kind of stuck. But as Nick Cave points out in the liner notes to this album, there is even more going on here. Here's a singer, he says, who knows how to be sad. That was a song, Katie Krull, from her album In My Own Time, and I'll play you something else from that a little bit later on. Don't you just love raw voices? And that's what's so invaluable about Topic's Voice of the People series, which has just now expanded even more with the addition of four more volumes of archive recordings. This one's called I'm a Romany Rye. It's a collection of songs sung by Southern English gypsies. And from it, this is the voice of Phoebe Smith.
I were born in an old gypsy's wagon. I were brought from those commons, you know, and our troubles began in the winter. That's when we know where to go. But I'm determined to marry the girl that I love, take a wagon and tent on my own. I'm a Romany Rye, poor Diddy Kye, born in a tent underneath the blue sky. I want no guilty mention that life will just suit me. You give to me the open sky and the song of the lark as it flies. So I roam in a roam the country that life will just suit me. For I am a Romany, everyone know, a Romany I shall be.
Thank you.
That's Brazil's Amon Tobin and a track called The Third Hand, which you can now get on this self-titled limited edition box set, which was released a couple of weeks ago by Ninja Tune. If you'd like details of that or, of course, anything else you hear on the programme, you can do so by looking at the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk. Follow the links from there and you'll find tonight's playlist. Now, just adding a little more to the British twist of tonight's programme, here is the calmly controlled Hugh Ashton's Ground by William Byrd, as played by Joanna McGregor. Spine of a Wave, as sung by Emily Portman. And she's just one of many taking part in a day of music at Bristol's Folk House on June the 10th. So that's this coming Sunday. And it's a sort of mini festival under the banner Weird Lore. It all starts at lunchtime, goes on into the evening, and it features bands such as Telling the Bees, The False Beards, Sproatly Smith, Boxcar, Aldous Huxley, and of course Emily Portman. Do get along if you can. More from Karen Dalton after this from Manchester's Marconi Union, a track that they call A Temporary Life.
Thank you.
Karen Dalton, Something on Your Mind from the album In My Own Time. If you'd like the details, have a look at the playlist on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website, or you can email us late.junction@bbc.co.uk. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And before hearing the piece that Gavin Bryars wrote to celebrate the birth of a friend's daughter, this is the Lento from the Partita for Solo Violin by the young British composer Hugh Watkins. It's played by Alina Ibragimova. Incipit Vita Nova by Gavin Bryars, as sung by the countertenor David James, with string players Anne-Marie Dreyer, Ulrike Lachner and Rebecca Firth. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
That's Garth Knox cleverly imitating the harp, the fiddle and the bagpipes, but all on the medieval fiddle with the help of the percussionist Sylvain Lemaitre. And you'll find that on his recent album called Saltarello. Well, that's almost it for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp, back tomorrow with Late Junction at 11 o'clock. But for now, I'll leave you with the sound of another fiddle. This time it's the Norwegian Hardanger fiddle, as played by Sam Sweeney, accompanying Hannah James in the song On Yonder Hill There Sits a Hare. Till tomorrow, good night.
Singing, ho, brave boys, hi-ho. Dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dee
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain, to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night, and an opera for this opening couple of hours or so, Pirates of the Caribbean by a Pole. This is Monbar by Chopin's friend Ignacy Dobzhinsky. They were pupils in the same class at the Warsaw Conservatoire, but unlike Chopin, Dobzhinsky never really left Warsaw, became conductor of the city's opera house, and this is his only completed opera. It's from the late 1830s, but wasn't staged until 1863, and Dobzhinsky intended it as a national opera. So why, you may ask, a story of Caribbean pirates? Well, possibly an opera written in Poland soon after the failed insurrection of 1830 against Russian rule would need to disguise its message in a foreign setting. Whatever the case, here it is now, a Caribbean island with Monbar and his buccaneers as a thorn in the side of the ruling Spanish. This first act finds the pirates putting into port after a successful set to on the high seas with a Spanish ship, and all the complications that result from one of their captives being the very beautiful Donna Maria. Monbar definitely prefers her to his previous love, Rosalia, who's waiting for him at the dock. Cue amorous advances, oaths of vengeance, and then the arrival of a second ship with Donna Maria's father, and also her beloved, who goes by the name of Don Juan. Well, why not? This performance from Warsaw in September 2010 with tenor Rafael Bartminski as Monbar, and the Polish Radio Chorus and Symphony Orchestra conducted by Łukasz Borowicz.
Thank you. Lecz nie widzę łodzi wcale. Przed chwilą bracia jam widział z tej skały, jak dzielny Monmar staczał z wrogiem mój. Już liczne chówce i łup wspaniały hojnie mu płacił za podjęty znój. Czyżby zdobyte ostrzem jego stali, łupy wraz z wodzem przepadły wśród ciemniej niebo się mroczy, oświecić brzegi dalejże wiara.